This is Opal Song.
And Rhea 314.
We could do the 5 minutes that we did yesterday.
Yes, that's true.
And record it for posterity and then move on to something else. Because it should be recorded for posterity.
It was good. It was good.
We can dedicate it to Joe, who was in the room when we recorded it.
And was paying absolutely no attention.
And just like turned around at Nagisa saying like, we're all getting naked. It was amazing.
It was good. So here's the context you missed when you were paying attention to your computer and we were just chatting in the background.
Several absolutely lovely figurines.
Yes.
And we were talking about like the sculpting of said figurines and noticed that the Rin figurine from Free is doing the Hawkeye initiative pose, yes. The like TNA.
With appropriate like flappy jacket being dramatic to like highlight the ass shape, of course.
Yes. And I think from there, you started talking about...
the Olympic body issue, I think. Did that come first or second?
I think that came a little bit later. We were talking about, like, posing.
Yes. Yes. And so that being Rin's go-to default pose of just like, all right, we all stand and face the camera and look very serious. And then they're like, all right, do something that like shows your personality because we're making this, you know, highlight spot that's about you as a person. And we want to show off you being an athlete and just like do something that makes you feel comfortable. And Rin's like, all right, let me turn my back to the camera and stick my butt out and smile and like slyly over my shoulder and do the whole thing. And the camera people are like, well, okay, we'll roll with that, sure.
It certainly shows your personality.
It does.
And then somehow we got to, like, him sort of, like, taking off his clothes.
Right, so for the body's issue of, like...
Oh,
that like yeah. No. This is like the professional pose. Like, let's just you know, like, well, do a power it pose or something. Like, what is this?
They weren't doing the body issue.
Exactly,
yet.
You're not doing it yet. That's something you save for like after you win gold.
And then
Rin is like, wait. After I win gold, I don't know if I want to do that. But then like the seed is planted.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, I'm not sure I want to pose naked after I win gold, but like. Okay, and then he thinks about it, and he's like, thinks about
this
it
this is
some
what
more.
Winners do.
Yeah, gets in his brain, this is what winners do. And then it becomes a thing because he goes to Haru and is like, I'm going to pose naked, not you. And Haru's like, what? and just, like, doesn't get it. But somehow it, like, becomes a thing.
They are competing for who will pose naked. Because that means gold.
Yeah, like in their brains, like posing naked is just like, it's now synonymous with winning gold. So like...
This is what the Olympics are for, right?
Yeah,
this is how you judge your excellence.
Is if you get to pose naked in you know, the body issue of the magazine. And so... And so they just start, like, shouting a lot about posing naked. And, I mean, Haru does less shouting, but he very earnestly tells Makoto at one point, like...
I need to know how to pose naked better than Rin can pose naked because I'm not going to allow him to be better at it than I am.
Yeah, And Makoto is like...
But in a very subdued, more yeah, Haru way than yeah, that. Like, that's
like,
more...
I need, yeah, like, Makoto, I need references for how to pose naked.
I can't do this wrong, because I know that Rin is already doing the good research on this, and yeah, I need to, like, not...
Yeah, just very subdued, and giving him no actual information, just like, Makoto, like, Mako-chan, I need to know how to pose naked. Do you have any... Mako-chan, do you have any magazines where people pose naked? Just, like, just that. Like, I need to beat Rin. And Makoto is like, what did I miss? What is happening?
And so, of course, like, because Rin is into one-upmanship, like, at some point he sends, like, a you know, bathroom mirror selfie of, like,
him with his shirt off.
Right, exactly.
Or
I can pose better than you can. Like, obviously, I'm going to win gold. And then they go from there of, like, well, Haru eventually has to respond, like, that's a bad pose. It would look better if you did this. Obviously, I'm going to be the one who's going to win. Then, of course, like, at some point, they're trading more and more suggestive, ridiculous selfies back and forth.
There has to be one of Haru in the bathtub.
Yes.
Like knee, like, suggestively, like, posed. Because here's the thing. They're not just looking at, like, the Sports Illustrated body issue.
Well, I think, like, Mako got this request from Haru not having context and was like, okay, you're a late bloomer. I'm going to be a supportive friend. You want Naked People magazines? Like, I've thought about this, and, like, I want to support you in your sexuality. I'm going to just silently leave this for you. No context.
Oh, my gosh. You make it worse. Like,
and then Haru's like, Mako knows what he's talking about. This is the answer. This is what I must do.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
Is how I will actually not embarrass myself. Okay. Before Rin, and then just leans into it,
he sends like a pouty like a bathtub photo, and Rin is like, "What the fuck just happened? We went from like waist up shots in the mirror, like with a little bit of like twist, like maybe looking over the shoulder, like." Definitely, like, I am a swimmer to, like, full-on softcore porn. Like, what happened? What did we jump? No, fuck you. You're not going to be ahead of me.
Right, exactly. Like, is this something at which Haru is also an idiot savant, and I just haven't realized that this is the true power of the body in you?
And just, like, then, and full steam ahead. And I think at some point, Makoto realizes what they were actually trying to do, and then what he inadvertently, like, set into motion, and he's like, what have I done?
How can I walk this back? No, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, and just, like, because, yeah, it's, like, sexier and sexier and sexier. Like, we're talking, like, okay, I need to pose right after I'm done swimming when I'm, like, dripping wet in the showers. The lighting in here is shit, but we're going to make it work. And, like, dripping wet, and I'm going to have, like, one hand, like, slightly over my crotch or, like, a knee slightly bent where I could actually be, you know, aroused, but, like, most, like... Like, so it's like, you know, the mouth slightly parted, the water dripping off, still flushed from the workout, like. And this becomes a whole new competition that Rin is getting. Oh my gosh, imagine Rin's teammates.
Honestly, there's going to be some point at which he's like, I need someone to take a picture of me.
Like, just in the shower after. And he's just like, and they're like, okay, I guess.
Like, have you started dating someone recently? And it's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Take the goddamn picture.
Like, only then, I'm imagining it. Like, he's like, take the goddamn picture. And they're expecting him to just, like, you know, like, regular person, like, sexy pose, like, that sort of thing. Or, like, some sort of pose, like, that's gonna, like, really, like, look. Like, maybe he's just documenting, like, like the muscle journey, yeah, exactly, or like that sort of stuff. But no, then it's like full on like sex pose and everybody is just like, what is happening?
Do we bring this up? Do we not bring this up?
Like you know that making porn, like, that might actually impact how people look at you, like, and your Olympic career, like maybe.
Do you actually need the money of a side hobby? Like, what is...
like we can run a fundraiser. We can make a GoFundMe.
Why is this not happening?
And Mako, like, Makoto knows, but, like, I think maybe one of Rin's other teammates is like, look, if this is really what you want to do, that's fine. Or maybe one of his coach, like, coach dude from Australia, because he seems cool.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, look, if this is really what you want to do, that's fine. But now we have to, like, go through the whole, like, sexual, like, venereal diseases and making sure that you're safe, and like, we really need to make sure that you're safe when you do this, because, like, just because you don't want to impact your swimming career. And if you're gonna do the poses and whatever, like, you have to make sure that you're not impacting your swimming career, like, by holding them too long or all of that sort of stuff. And he, like, goes in detail, in depth, because he's like, I want to be supportive and, like, I want to support you in this, but also I want to make sure that swimming is still your top priority. And Rin is like, of course, that's the only way you get to pose naked. And also, why are you telling me all of this stuff about, like, sexually transmitted diseases? Like, why? I don't, there's no connection. And the coach is like, wait. But yeah, I think most of his classmates think he's, like, doing porn.
Yes. Yes, probably.
I don't know what Haru's teammates think he's doing.
I think Haru is, like, probably more subtle about it, but not intentionally.
Oh, I think, yeah, Haru, Rin just wants the picture, like, straight out of the, like, he wants that flush.
Right.
Like,
and that, Haru is like, I'm going to go invest in some camera equipment, and yeah, I'm going to, like, take a photography class, and I'm going to learn my presets, and I'm going to figure out how to set up a good shot and angle, and then I'm going to, like, make sure that everything is aesthetically arranged on my scenery, and I'm going to, like, go buy some backdrops, and then, like, he's just, like, going the whole nine yards in the other direction.
And, yeah, and the lighting has to be right, which is why he never takes immediate post-workout shots.
Yes.
Because the lighting in the showers just isn't very good.
Or, like, he sets up an area in his home, and he's like, okay, yeah, I can work out here, and then I can run over there, and everything's already set up and perfect.
And
I think that's infuriating to Rin, who is like, how does it look so good?
Yes! And, oh my gosh, okay. So Haru ends up being, like, a photography major or whatever in school. Like, he doesn't, like, do it on purpose, but, like, his pictures are really good. And he ends up, like actually people like his stuff. Like, his pictures are really good, and he starts to, like, you know, attention. He starts getting some attention. And, like, all of his professors know, like, they're a little peeved because he's so good at photography, but they know that, like, swimming is what he's doing. He's pre-Olympian. Like, they know that that's where his focus is. But, like, also...
So how did you come across this side hobby? It's not a side hobby. Oh!
It's just, like, a thing I do. It's like, okay. And he just keeps taking photography classes, like, which is how he ends up with a photography major. Because he just keeps taking them because he wants to be better than Rin. And because Haru is so, like, internal, he isn't quite getting the, like, emotional, like, sexiness that Rin has, like, naturally.
Yeah.
Because Rin is just, like, all out there. And so, which can read very different to a camera. And for, like, porn sexiness, like, Rin is naturally, he has that sort of, like, sex me up energy. And Haru is much more, like, conservative. So Haru is doing everything he can, but still feels like he can't beat Rin.
Right.
And Rin is doing everything he can and is like, why the fuck are Haru's pictures so much better than mine? And, like, but they're going at it from completely different ways and just keep trying to one-up each other. And that's why Haru keeps taking these photography classes, because he's like, what am I missing?
Yep. And eventually we get to the actual Olympics and the point which people are like, all right, so what are you looking forward to in this Olympic season? And, like, what are your goals for this year? And Rin is just like, I'm going to get naked. I'm going to be more naked than Haru. I'm going to get to pose nude. Like, wait, what? How is this? What are we talking about?
And the thing is that Haru has the same answer, but just he does it in his, like, quiet deadpan. Like, whereas Rin is all, like, fiery and his interview comes first and he's just, like, fired up and yelling about how he's gonna, like pose better naked and he's gonna be more naked than Haru. And Haru's just like, I'm gonna be more naked. Like, what's your goal? And he's like, my goal is to win gold and pose with only the gold medal. More than Rin. And it's just like... And people are like, what?
Where did this come from? Yeah. And thus, Nagisa.
Yeah, because Nagisa, like, one of the things about... Like, Makoto has been watching this, like, trash fire burn and just, like, trying to keep it from spreading, and mostly he has nightmares of the day that Nagisa will find out. Basically, Makoto's life for the past 2 years has just been like, Nagisa can never know, and just, like, triaging.
I think Haru also sometimes sends Makoto photos with, like, can you critique this for me?
Yes, yes.
Makoto's like, I am not qualified.
But also, like...
But yeah, legitimately, okay, so if you want to think about this...
Yeah, but, like, it always starts with, like, oh...
Yup.
Yeah. And if we want to get Makoto really involved, Rin also starts sending him photos because he finds out that Haru's doing it.
Yes, like, this is Haru's secret weapon. It's been Makoto all along, clearly.
And then he starts, and then Makoto, and now Makoto's classmates, just, like, somebody leans over and they're, like, just, or, like, takes his phone. You know, is that asshole in class?
Right.
Who, you know, you lean over to show them one photo and then they scroll through everything and he, like, lends his phone to, like, so that somebody can look at the pictures of the notes that he took yesterday. And then this asshole classmate just starts scrolling and it's just, like, picture after picture of these two naked guys, like, in, like, porn poses. Like, we're talking full on, like butt to the camera, kneeling on the bed, looking over the shoulder, like, porn poses. And, like, they're like, what is going on?
It's not what it looks like. I'm just a consultant. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. I think Makoto actually gets like, wow, you're a player.
Yeah.
Like, if we ignore the whole homophobia thing, like, we're just ignoring that exists.
Yes.
It doesn't exist in this universe. This is the Yuri on Ice universe. It just doesn't exist. Oh my gosh. No.
Okay. Nagisa and I want to hear about the Yuri on Ice.
Okay,
issue.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Because Yurio would have feelings.
Oh.
Anyway, I can't believe nobody's done that crossover.
I desperately, desperately want this now.
Okay. Anyway, So because we're in that universe and homophobia doesn't exist, people look at Makoto and he's getting these two, like, gorgeous boys sending him photo after photo of them naked and posing for porn. And it's obviously, like, these are not, like, posted anywhere. Because I think somebody, like, Googles them or whatever, like, and they're not posted publicly anywhere. Because that's not what these two are doing. Like, this is purely competition between the two of them. Which means that later when, like, people are, like, looking up, like, what the fuck? Like, whatever. There's no pictures anywhere posted publicly. Like, that's not, like, there's no, oh, no, somebody's going to find out. Somebody's going to, like, find your naked photos. Because, like, they do respect each other and nobody's going to share them or anything.
Yeah.
And so, like, which means that nobody knows what's going on because there's no photos out there. But also, like, Makoto's classmates look for these photos. And these aren't, like, Instagram models. Like, I think both Haru and Rin probably have Instagrams just because they're professional athletes and as part of PR and whatever. But it's all, like, tasteful photos and, like, regular, because you only get to pose naked when you have goals.
And someone who's, like, looking for softcore porn is not going to hit up the, like, Olympic swimmer Instagram posts and be like, oh,
they
okay,
might.
This looks
just saying. Okay. Just saying. Olympic swimmers don't swim in very much.
Oh, well.
And yes. If you're into that sort of thing, because there might be somebody who's just, like, sort of into that, you know, into swimmers.
It's like, wait, the people on your phone, I
recognize them.
Why is this face so familiar?
And it's like, wait. How do you have these two, like, these two guys who are going to the Olympics naked on your phone? Holy fuck, Makoto. You have game.
No, I just went to high school with, okay.
Yeah, like, and it turned, like, just becomes a thing that Makoto is, like, the player.
It's like, I'm single, I swear, I would like to date someone nice. Oh, so, I didn't ask for this.
Just your delivery on someone nice, like, not these two assholes over here. Like, please give me someone normal. Someone who they go out, like, to, like, karaoke or something. So he's, like, kind of drunk when they're interrogating him, or they're, like, teasing him about having his like, two, like, porn star boyfriends. And he's like, I just want to date someone nice, someone who doesn't send me naked photos all the time. And everybody else is like, wait, you don't want naked photos of hot people like Makoto? So, but he's also been doing triage work because Nagisa can never know. Because Nagisa can never know. And of course, after the Olympics, like, the Olympics happen, everybody's great. And then after the Olympics, Nagisa finds out.
Yes.
And Nagisa is like, reunion photo!
We're all going to pose nude. This is so great, and you've been practicing so you can teach the rest of us.
And Makoto is like, no, all my nightmares have now come true.
Rei is sort of standing there in the background being like, wait.
He's super awkward until he decides he's into it.
Yes, which is basically in the entire swimsuit episode, but only this time without swimsuit.
Exactly. Just, like, it gets to a point where, like, he's, like, the most awkward, and, yeah, exactly, like, where do I put my hands? How do I, like, this pose? I'm doing a very awkward pose. just, like, some sort of, like, super awkward, like, pose.
I am all angles and elbows. How?
Yeah.
I think also for, like, the reunion photo, I think it becomes also sort of a human interest piece.
Oh, okay.
And then, so, like, they do, like, one themselves, but then somehow it gets out in an interview, and, like, there's this, oh, wait, so there were all these people who were swimmers together, and I think, like, obviously, Rin and Haru have gone on to do fancy stuff, but I think Makoto...
Well, he's training to be a swim teacher.
Exactly, a swim teacher, and so, like, he might... like, be doing that, like, he started with kids, but has moved on to doing that with, like, college athletes and people who will wind up in the Olympics and on the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Like, he's well known for the team he's working on, and then...
Or if he's not well-known now, like, because of this human interest piece, like, he suddenly has a lot of interest because there are these two Olympic swimmers, and I feel like both of them have multiple golds, just because, you know, it's a happy universe. They both have multiple golds.
That's how that works.
Well, that's not how that works, but, like, I mean... Anyway, sports.
Sports.
But it's a sports anime, so our people can win a lot. So, yeah, they both have multiple golds, and so, like, people are like, who are these, you know, in the post-Olympic flush, and then suddenly Nagisa's posting these, like, naked pictures everywhere.
I think he also, like, gets, like, one tasteful one of everybody.
Oh, and that's the one that he posts everywhere.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so, like, they do a shoot, and, like, half of them are completely ridiculous, but, like, at the end where, like, Ray has gotten really into it and is, like, doing things really well at that point, and, like, everyone actually, it actually looks like the bodies issue, only with, like, retired swimmers and active swimmers, and they're, like, all clearly, like, still friends together, and, like, maybe they do it at the swimming pool.
Yeah, they do it at the swimming pool, which gains interest, like, for that.
For
like
locally, gets... exactly. And then, like, this gets picked up, and some magazine is, like, hey, wait, like, let's do that again, but for real, real. And
yeah.
They all were like, wait, okay, cool, I guess, sure.
I do think that it would be hilarious if they were, like, posing, and Haru's like, but that's not the best lighting. And just, like, wanders over and is like, no.
Naked Haru going around fixing all of the things. Like, this reflector needs to be just, like, 2 inches that direction.
Yeah.
Also, like, all right, let me get that light meter. Thank you. The photographer is like, can I do my job? No, apparently not.
Which would be extremely frustrating for the photographer.
Yes,
but, like...
yes. And I think this is when the penny drops for Rin as well. Like, aha!
Rin just like,
know how to do photography.
Okay, so while Haru's going around, because Rin is losing it and Haru is just like not even paying attention.
Yes.
He's fixing the lighting. So like while Haru's going around fixing the lighting, the photographer is like, well, if you're just gonna fuck with everything, like I'm just gonna get a bunch of pictures of like everybody just sort of like hanging out, because that was part of it. Like it's a human interest story, like they want some candids.
I think that's the point at which everyone is actually in bathrobes. Except for Haru, because there was a pool.
Yeah, because they have, like, a tub of water behind them or something. And so he's, like, naked.
Because he's Haru.
Yeah. And so he's naked wandering around, but everybody else is in bathrobes.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Rin is also naked because he can't be one-upped. But here's the thing. If Haru is naked and Rin is naked, Nagisa is also definitely naked. Okay, Makoto and Rei are in bathrobes.
And, like, trying to get Nagisa to put his bathrobe back on.
Yeah. And so that's going on in the background. And the
photographer... Strategic towel placement.
Yeah. Yes. And the photographer is going around just, like, taking candids. And there's probably an interviewer, like, talking to people.
Yeah.
And then the penny drops for Rin. And just, like, the... gorgeous, glorious candids of Rin losing his shit as he figures out why Haru's pictures were always so good. Like, just,
That's
the end.
That's so perfect.